I was very disappointed for all clubs in Donegal, because there were other competitions which we were hoping to finish, and under 21 championship we were hoping to start, but particularly for Kilcar and Nibconnell, and this is the blue ribboned event of our club calendar, and I'm sure that the supporters and the players and all that were all looking forward to it, and all the hullabaloo that comes with it, and also of course to Nibconnell and Kilcar were the other big game that were left to play, and who's going to be in the intermediate championship next year, and who's going to be in the junior championship. But there's nothing we can do about it. We had been thinking we were going to have a CCC meeting tonight, because we didn't know what was all up in the air, what was going to happen. We were sort of hoping that we'd move to level 4, in which case the two games could go ahead on Sunday as planned. If we moved to level 5, then they were gone. But as it turns out, the GAA put that statement out at lunchtime, which effectively closed down all club games in the county, yeah. All club games all over the country, in fact.
Yeah. So that was unexpected then, John, from your part?
It was. It was for me personally, anyway. I thought that I was fairly sure that we wouldn't move to level 5, because it seemed to be a step too much to me. Perhaps we would have, but level 4 we were okay, so I thought it was going ahead. I was working away on the programme. I was still getting stuff in from the county secretaries and PROs, or the club secretaries and PROs in Kilcar and Nibconnell. And I was working at it late last night. It's all put in suspension now for a while, unfortunately.
Yeah. So what's the next stage then in relation to the county final? Obviously, I'm sure Donegal GAA will be contacting Croke Park to see if this can be rescheduled at a later date.
Yes. Naturally, we'd like to be able to finish our competition in 2020. So, and it's best, obviously, for Kilcar and Nibconnell. So I was in touch with Croke Park to find out if we could play the game this year, because, as you may know, originally there was a club window established which ends on October the 11th, and then the county window begins. But if Donegal go out of the championship early, then we'll be able to play it or schedule it for whenever we like. Of course, Donegal, and I would hope, would be heading for Croke Park around December the 20th. So I also saw a clarification from Croke Park. Would it be possible, if the clubs agreed and the county management didn't have a problem, that we could play the game in some window between, say, the Ulster final and the quarterfinals, or something along those lines? They weren't too sure what the story was in that, and they are going to get clarification. But hopefully we'll be playing the game sometime in 2020 and reaching an All-Ireland final. Maybe just between Christmas and the New Year, if everything goes to plan.
Just finally, and I'm sure you're worried about the inter-county scene. There's been no decision made as yet,
yeah.
John, and it was unexpected today, the decision made about club. And are you fearful now about the inter-county?
Well, I'm not to an extent. You know, it could be the case the inter-county could be gone as well. There's a number of factors in that. I would find that if the country goes to level 5, the government makes an announcement to see the whole country to level 5, the inter-county is gone. If they go at level 4, then the inter-county continues. And I would be hopeful, you know, that the GEA wouldn't be releasing a statement unless they actually had talked to some of the powers that be and had some sort of idea as to whether sort of levels they were going to. So I would be a bit surprised if the country did go to level 5 today and the county were out. But then the other unknown, of course, is that we're only talking about the 26 counties. You know, we don't know what's going to happen in Northern Ireland or what sort of decisions they might take. And, you know, they could close down all GAA activity, county and club, in the north, in which case, you know, our opponents in next Sunday week and our opponents then in the championship, Tyrone, wouldn't be able to play. So it's strange and difficult times. We just don't know what's coming around the next corner.